When the Bough Breaks by Jonathan Kellerman. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Chapter 1. It was shaping up as a beautiful morning. The last thing I wanted to hear about was murder. A cool Pacific current had swept its way across the coastline for 2 days running, propelling the pollution to Pasadena. My house is nestled in the foothills just north of Bel Air, situated atop an old bridle path that snakes its way around Beverly Glen, where opulence gives way to self-conscious funk. It's a neighborhood of Porsches and coyotes, bad sewers and sequestered streams. The place itself is 1,800 square feet of silvered redwood, weathered shingles, and tinted glass. In the suburbs, it might be a shack. Up here in the hills, it's a rural retreat. Nothing fancy, but lots of terraces, decks, pleasing angles, and visual surprises. The house had been designed by and for a Hungarian artist who went broke trying to peddle oversized polychromatic triangles to the galleries on La Cienega. Art's loss had been my gain by way of L.A. probate court. On a good day, like today, the place came with an ocean view, a cerulean patch that peaked timidly above the Palisades. I had slept alone with the windows open, burglars and neo-Mansonites be damned, and awoke at 10, naked, covers thrown to the floor in the midst of some forgotten dream. Feeling lazy and sated, I propped myself on my elbows, drew up the covers, and stared at the caramel layers of sunlight streaming through French doors. What finally got me up was the invasion of a housefly who alternated between searching my sheets for carrion and dive-bombing my head.